This one's called Penny Parker's Mistake. That it could not be seen as constituting an endorsement any way she looked, up, down, around, around again, always the same for her, always her now, was in the way it winked back. For naturally, to be selling these old Indian dinosaur eggs and to be in some obscure way in their debt, not for the modest living they provided, rather in having come to know them at all. Not everybody need know everybody, and when you stop to think of it, this fits each of us tighter than any of the others, was the throwback to the earlier age each dreamed, a dream with little gold flecks and reflection of wet avenues in the japanned facing of it. Now, naturally, we, all caring for the success of the success, cannot cancel postures from some earlier decade of this century that come to invade our walking like the spokes of an umbrella and in some real way undermine the heaven of attitudes our chance was. To be uncoiling this way now is the truer but slyer stage of inebriation. Or in my throat. To the poet as a basement quilt, but perhaps to some reader a latticework of regrets through which you can see the funny street with the ends of cars and the dust, the thing we always forget to put in. For him the two ends were the same, except that he was in one looking at the other, and all his grief stemmed from that. There was no way of appreciating anything else, how polite people were, for instance. And the dream reversed became a swift nightmare of starlight on frozen puddles in some dread waste. Yet you always hear how they are coming along. Someone always has a letter from one of them asking to be remembered to the boys and all. That's why I quit and took up writing poetry instead. It's clean, it's relaxing. It doesn't squirt juice all over something you were certain of a minute ago, and now your own face is a stranger and no one can tell you it's true. Hey, stupid!